Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And, of course, I was talking about the big state elections, and there are some. Virginia, the governor, I think to replace Jeff Sessions, I think they're having a special, though they are, in Alabama. But, you know, these local elections are actually where you actually can make a difference. Anyway, Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to speak with you today.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. It's very true. I mean, and the one thing that I've noticed, and Melissa, I don't know if you're seeing it, you know, from your members, but driving around, I know in West Hartford there are yard signs everywhere. Farmington, I don't know what's going on here, but I mean, you want to talk about yard signs? They've been out for like a month, month and a half. So there's a lot of interest in these local elections.
Absolutely. The local elections are the ones that affect your daily life
Thank
the
you.
Most. Who's voting your property taxes, your local ordinances, et cetera. These are the people that have the most effect on your day-to-day living in your community.
Well, you know, and the one thing is, and I think it was actually Thomas Jefferson, if you go back, but it's not just Jefferson, it goes back beyond that. You know, that government that's closest to you is the one that should be the most effective. I won't go any further than that, but that's where it should be. And, you know, the thing is, you can go to any city council, you can attend budget meetings, usually. You see the person you're voting for, for alderman, selectman, whatever. You're looking at them, and you see them in the grocery store. I mean, these guys are right here. I mean, John Larson's a fine guy, but he's representing 500-something thousand people. You might be representing 2,000, 3,000. Makes it a lot more sensitive.
Absolutely. These people are much more accessible than those higher up the food chain. And they're the ones who really can understand what you're going through and what your concerns are.
And they know that if things are not going well, you can give them what for?
Every 2 years, absolutely.
And sometimes in the supermarket or the drugstore or the burger joint. Doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You know, it does make you a little more circumspect, I think. And, you know, seriously, and you should know this, Melissa, but you go to some of these town meetings. I mean, you think C-SPAN and the House of Representatives is contentious? Go to one of these meetings. You'll see what's going on.
They're a lot of fun sometimes.
Well, or frightening, depending how that goes. Well, let's talk about tomorrow. Okay, here you are. You've got 2 million people eligible to vote. Any number of towns, as the current reported, 2 million people are eligible to vote tomorrow. Let's say you've not registered yet. There is such a thing as Election Day registrations here in the state?
Yes, there is, and I'm glad you brought that up. If you need to register tomorrow, do not go to the polls. I can't say this enough. Go to your local registrar's office or give them a call. Find out where Election Day registration is being held. It will not be held at the polls. So if you haven't registered yet, go to your local registrars, and they'll help you get registered and be able to vote.
As a registrar, let me ask you, what do you need to bring if you're going to go down to town hall?
Well, if you're going down to register, you're going to need to bring proof of residence. It's a slightly different thing than proof of identification. So we want to make sure that you are actually living in our community. So a lease, a driver's license with your current address, property tax bills, stuff like that. Again, your local folks will be able to guide you through that process.
Okay, but I think it'd be best to be prepared. So, in fact, I just wanted to give you guys a little forewarning as to if you are going to go down to vote, say, wait a minute, I like that guy's yard sign. I'm going to go vote. Brown's my favorite color.
And go early if you're going to register tomorrow.
Okay.
You want them to have a chance to vote that ballot.
Okay. And just from what you can see, how are voter registrations going here in the state of Connecticut?
Well, obviously, this is nothing like it was last year for the presidential, where it was a national movement to get people registered. But we have seen, you know, a slight uptick during the fall of people getting registered, making sure that, you know, they're registered in the right community and what have you. Those yard signs are a great reminder for people who didn't register to get that done. So we're seeing a slight uptick in that.
So go early if you could go down today and register. Could you not?
You turn 18 today, or if you become a citizen today, or if you've moved into town within the last 7 days.
So in other words,
the only in-person registrations we can take today.
All right. So then tomorrow you could, in fact, go down to town hall.
Exactly.
Okay. Wow.
It's confusing, but that's Connecticut state law for you.
That's Connecticut. It's Connecticut. That's what we are. You know, that's the way we roll.
Exactly.
All right. So, you know, the other thing that's very important, and sometimes it's disheartening when you do have these elections. And last year, I don't think was a problem because there was a lot of interest, particularly in the national. And then everybody votes on the local level anyway, just for the heck of it by default. But I mean, the fact of the matter is turnout is always an issue. And sometimes, and as you just said in the preface, this whole thing is, you know, you're most effective locally. That's where you can really make a difference. So, you know, just think about that and go out and vote. That's
absolutely
what we're saying. All right. Well, hey, listen, it's great talking to you. Hope you have a busy but fruitful day tomorrow, and let's see what happens on Wednesday morning, okay?
And I just want people to know polls are open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. all across the state.
Thank you very much. There you go.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.